8. Delivering customer satisfaction. This chapter deals with the topic of customer service. The authority's role in customer service. Good customer service is good business. The customer's rights and responsibilities. Aspects of good customer service. Assisting customers with disabilities. Diversity and equality. Dealing with complaints. Dealing with difficult customers. The authority's role in customer service. As an SPSV operator, you are in the service business, and it is very important that you deliver an efficient, safe and quality service, both for the sake of your customers and for the sake of your business. SPSV operators work in a unique customer service business that offers a 24-hour, door-to-door public transport service. The nature of the business means that you are constantly dealing face-to-face with customers, most often in the confined space of your car. Operating in this environment presents many customer service challenges and the opportunity to deliver a quality service that will be appreciated by your passengers. It is one of the authority's objectives to ensure that all SPSV operators provide a professional, efficient, safe, accessible, and customer-friendly service to their passengers. The authority supports SPSV users in a variety of ways, including a consumer app, Driver Check, that enables SPSV users to confirm the details of an individual driver and vehicle prior to or during a trip, downloadable from the Apple App Store for iPhone and iPad, or Google Play Store for Android devices. The authority's website, www.transportforireland.ie, which provides consumer information relating to SPSVs and other public transport services. It provides the simplest and quickest means for customers to report exemplary service or to make a complaint, and the authority's SPSV information line 0761-064-000 is available to provide SPSV users with information on all aspects of the service. Customers can also use this channel to report exemplary service or to make a complaint. Customers with disabilities or specific requirements are also an important focus of the authority's statutory objectives, and the authority is constantly examining ways to make SPSV services more accessible to all passengers. Good customer service is good business. Customers have the right to expect their SPSV service to be delivered in a professional manner. When you treat your passengers politely, efficiently, and with respect, they will have a more comfortable and pleasant journey and are more likely to book your services again, to be generous with tips, and to recommend you to family, friends, and work colleagues. Delivering good customer service also means that you will have fewer complaints to deal with and be better able to handle difficult customers. This will help to reduce some of the potential stress of being an SPSV operator. The customer's rights and responsibilities. A customer has certain rights and responsibilities. These are summarized on the information card displayed in the vehicle. The customer's rights. Fares and receipts. Taxi drivers may not charge more than the fare calculated on the taxi meter, even with a prior written agreement, and must offer customers the printed receipt for the journey, which contains specific information. Drivers may not charge more than the agreed fare and must make available to the customer a written receipt containing specific information, Hackney and Limousine only. Unreasonable refusal of service. Taxi drivers may not unreasonably refuse service for journeys of 30 kilometres or less. This will occasionally mean that you must take a passenger for only a very short journey. Customer service. SPSV operators should be courteous, helpful, and neatly dressed. SPSV operators should have a good working knowledge of major routes and destinations, and should follow any direction or route chosen by the passenger. SPSV drivers must offer reasonable assistance with luggage. The vehicle must be clean and roadworthy. Regulations. SPSV drivers must display their driver identification card and the in-vehicle information card in clear view of the customer. At a taxi rank, the passenger may choose to travel in a taxi other than the one at the head of the queue. Guide dogs, assistance dogs, mobility aids. SPSVs must carry guide dogs, assistant dogs and mobility aids at no extra charge for passengers who need them. The customer's responsibilities. Fares. Customers are required to pay the full metered fare or agreed fare, including booking fees and other permitted extras where appropriate, for each hire, taxi only. Customers must agree the fare before the journey begins, hackney and limousine only. The driver may request customers to give a deposit or to show proof that they are able to pay the fare. Behaviour. Customer behaviour should be civil and orderly. Customers must not damage or dirty the vehicle, consume food or drink in it, or smoke in it. A soiling charge is payable by passengers who dirty or damage a taxi, to the extent that it has to be taken out of service or will have to be cleaned or repaired. Customers should comply with any reasonable request by the driver to leave or not to enter the vehicle. Safety. Customers should not ask the driver to carry more passengers than the maximum number shown on the tamper-proof license disc. Customers should not ask the driver to break any road traffic legislation, for example, to exceed the speed limit. Aspects of good customer service. Delivering good customer service means looking after your customers from the moment they engage you to the end of their journey. Professional presentation. The appearance and comfort of your vehicle and your own professional presentation are very important in determining the customer's experience of your service. Keep your vehicle clean and tidy, and store your own belongings away from the customer seats. You should aim to maintain your vehicle at all times at the standard required for the initial suitability inspection. Make sure the customer information is clearly displayed inside the vehicle. Keep your vehicle in good repair and repair any faults quickly. Professional presentation. An SPSV driver's attire and personal presentation is as important as the cleanliness and tidiness of their vehicle in portraying a professional image. Drivers should dress in such a way that their professionalism is immediately apparent to all prospective passengers. Clothing should be smart, clean and comfortable. SPSV drivers may be required to pick up or drop off passengers and luggage in locations such as hotels or office buildings, where more formal dress is expected and items of clothing such as shorts, vest tops or tracksuits are inappropriate. Things to think about when agreeing the hire. Advance bookings. Agree method and time of payment. Confirm destination and route. Identify any special requirements. Agree type of vehicle required. Agree collection procedure, such as a signal to indicate that you have arrived. Plan route. Allow sufficient times between bookings. On-street hires, taxi only. Confirm destination and route. Ask for advance payment or deposit, if required. First impressions last. Customers will usually appreciate your efforts to deliver a good travelling experience. A well-presented vehicle, a friendly and welcoming tone, and an offer to assist with luggage all help to give a positive image of your service. Older customers or those with young children and pushchairs may particularly appreciate extra help. You should always wear a seatbelt while driving. And, if necessary, you should remind your customers courteously of the requirement to fasten their seatbelt. Remember, for customers under 17 years of age, it is the driver's responsibility to ensure that they wear seatbelts or are otherwise suitably restrained. See Chapter 10 for more details. On the right route. Ask your customer where they would like to go, and when practical, take the shortest route to get there. When there is more than one possible route, check which route your customer would like to take. Tell them the advantages and disadvantages of taking one route rather than another. For example, the route via the bypass might be longer in distance, but quicker because it is not as busy as the route through town. If, after you have explained the options, your customer chooses a route that, in your opinion, is not the best, do not disagree with them. Give them an estimate of the time and cost of their journey. Things to think about when starting the journey. Confirm destination and route. Start taxi meter. Taxi and wheelchair accessible taxi only. Give reasonable assistance with luggage. Remind passengers of their responsibility to use seatbelts. Give the passenger an estimate of the journey time. The right sort of communication. Of course, you need to talk to your customer about their destination, but they may not feel like talking about anything else. Respect their right to silence. If you do strike up a conversation with them, do not ask personal questions. Avoid controversial topics such as religion, politics and nationality, and do not engage in any conversation that is, or could be construed as offensive. If you disagree with something a customer says, do not show it. Instead, try to change the subject. How is your driving? Drive safely and show respect and consideration to other road users. When you pull over to pick up a customer, do so legally and avoid blocking other traffic. For example, buses should always be able to access or depart from bus stops. Driving in busy traffic can be stressful. Stay calm, and your customers will respect your patience as well as your skills as a professional driver. They will also thank you for a more comfortable and relaxing journey. Things to think about during the journey. Drive safely and smoothly. Observe and anticipate. Respect your passengers' wishes for silence. Use radios, air conditioning, heater and windows with consideration for passengers' comfort and respond to any reasonable requests they make. If possible, respond to passengers' requests for local information and advice. Advise the passenger of any unexpected delays or traffic problems that might affect your estimated journey time. Do not use a mobile phone, including a hands-free mobile phone, during the journey. The end of the journey. When a customer pays the fare, you must give them the complete change due to them, even if it is a relatively insignificant amount. Ensure that you have sufficient change ready at the start of your shift. In a taxi, you must give a receipt, printed by the printer, attached to the taxi meter, not handwritten, to all customers. In a hackney or limousine, you must give the customer a written receipt. Offer customers help getting out of the vehicle or unloading luggage and pushchairs. Things to think about at the end of the journey. Give reasonable assistance with luggage. Stop the taxi meter. Taxi and wheelchair accessible taxi only. Explain the fare, including any extras or discounts included. Offer a receipt, printed in the case of a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. Offer a business card with your contact details to help secure repeat business. Remember, you must maintain the appearance and comfort of your vehicle, and your own presentation must be professional and polite. You must give reasonable assistance with loading and unloading luggage. You must not invite or allow another person to travel in the vehicle without the consent of the hirer. You must drive a customer and their luggage to their chosen destination. You must use the customer's preferred route, or the shortest route, if the customer has not stated a preference, and drive at a reasonable speed. The role of dispatch operators. A customer may hire a taxi at a taxi rank, or by hailing it on the street, but it is often better for the customer, and better for your business, to work through a dispatch operator. This gives customers more choice and flexibility, as they can arrange a service, when and where it suits them. Hackneys and limousines must be booked in advance. They may not pick up passengers from a taxi rank, or respond to someone hailing them on the street. Many hackneys and limousines are affiliated to a dispatch operator. Dispatch operators have a key role to play in providing a first-class service to the travelling public. The customer service advantages they offer include a 24-hour, 7-day booking service for some dispatch operators in urban areas, standards of service required by the authority, the ability to identify special requirements in advance, the ability to confirm the route to be taken and the precise destination, prioritizing of booking for wheelchair-accessible vehicles for people with disabilities as far as reasonably practicable, and procedures for dealing effectively with any customer issues that may arise. Dispatch operators must be licensed by the authority. See Appendix C. Drivers who are considering affiliating to a dispatch operator should make sure that the dispatch operator in question is properly licensed. Information on licensed dispatch operators can be found on the authority's website, www.nationaltransport.ie. Two-way radios. The Commission for Communications Regulation, COMREG, licenses two-way radios. It is illegal to operate a two-way radio without a license. See www.comreg.ie for details. Assisting customers with disabilities. Understanding different types of disability. Many people with disabilities are frequent users of SPSVs. There are different types of disability, and they can make travelling in SPSVs difficult in different ways. If you know something about the various types of disability, you will be better able to give SPSV users the help they need, when they need it. Types of disabilities include physical disabilities that affect a person's ability to move, sensory disabilities that may affect a person's ability to communicate, for example, impaired sight, hearing or speech, learning disabilities that affect a person's ability to learn, mental health problems that affect a person's behavior, and hidden disabilities that may not be readily apparent, for example, arthritis, diabetes, and epilepsy. These disabilities may make it more difficult for a passenger to get into and out of the vehicle, or may prevent them from understanding what others are saying or from making themselves understood. In each case, a driver who is aware and sensitive can help and make the passenger feel more comfortable. How to give safe and appropriate help. Customers with disabilities do not necessarily want assistance. The most important thing is your attitude towards them. Show respect to all your customers, but be yourself. If you are relaxed and caring, you will put your customers at ease. Listen carefully to what your customers say, and when you do offer help, give them a choice. Treat them as you would wish to be treated yourself, and do not patronize. Keep all equipment in your vehicle in good working order. Ask customers if they prefer to use an aid, such as a step or ramp. While operating equipment, involve the customer and explain what you are doing as you go along. The most important thing is to take your time and be patient. Allow time at the beginning and end of a journey to get in and out of your vehicle and discuss the destination. Have a pen and paper available for writing down and confirming destinations with customers, particularly those who are deaf or hard of hearing. The National Disability Authority has a number of recommendations on how you might help customers with disabilities to have a more comfortable journey. See next page. Guide dogs and assistance dogs. A guide dog or assistance dog may accompany their owner free of charge. Allow the owner to direct the dog themselves. All guide dogs wear a harness that indicates the type of guide dog they are. Guide dogs for the blind have a white and yellow reflective strip. Older harnesses may have an orange reflective strip. Assistance dogs for families of children with autism have a blue harness. Guide dog owners and assistance dog owners will often carry an ID card giving their name and the name of their dog. There now follows two visual examples of a guide dog for the blind and an assistance dog. For more information, please contact the authority. Recommendations from the National Disability Authority. Speak clearly. Do not shout or raise your voice unless a customer asks you to do so. Determine an exact drop-off point for your customer. If you find it difficult to understand the customer, or you think the customer has difficulty understanding you, write down the destination and ask the customer to confirm it. Ask customers if they want help. Never presume, as this might come across as patronizing. Give them a choice and follow their requests. Look at your customers and involve them in your actions. Explain what you are doing as you secure equipment, for example, as you attach a wheelchair restraint. Do not take aids such as walking sticks and crutches from customers unless they ask you to. Avoid touching wheelchairs and other aids unless you need to do so in the course of assisting customers. Help customers to fasten their seatbelts if they say they want help. Drive carefully and pay particular attention to ramps and bumps. Corner, brake and accelerate smoothly and at an appropriate speed. If a customer asks you to help them pay the fare, ask them for permission to remove money from a purse or wallet and remove it in full view, explaining exactly what you are doing. Complete the transaction and return their purse or wallet to where you found it. How to assist customers who are blind or vision impaired. When you pick up a customer who is blind or vision impaired, introduce yourself and use the customer's name if you know it. If picking up a pre-booked customer, do not sound the horn to let them know you have arrived. Instead, at the time of booking, you could arrange to do something like give them two rings on their telephone when you arrive, and then escort them to your vehicle. Look at them and speak to them directly, as you would to anyone else. Do not address your comments to a companion or interpreter. Ask them how you can help them, and if they want you to guide them. Allow them to take your arm, just above your elbow. Make sure they have a firm hold, and allow them to set the pace. Never grab them or push them forward. Warn the person about obstacles such as steps, or them hitting their head off the roof of the car. When you stop guiding a customer, direct them towards a firm landmark, such as a bench or wall, and tell them where they are. Never just leave them standing in the open. Customers with guide dogs will be well able to handle their dogs and may prefer to have them sitting at their feet. So, do not try to take a guide dog from a customer unless the customer asks you to. Guide dogs are working dogs, so do not be tempted to distract them. For example, do not be tempted to pet or feed them. During the journey, drive smoothly. Keep in mind that it may take your passenger longer to find the fare at the end of the journey. How to assist customers who are deaf or hard of hearing. To get the attention of someone who is deaf or hard of hearing while you are not driving, tap them gently on the arm or shoulder, and if possible, approach them from the front. Do not shout or raise your voice unless you are asked. Speak clearly and slowly. Customers may prefer to lip-read what you are saying and to use a combination of speaking and gesturing to communicate with you. It is important to keep your face turned towards customers who are lip-reading. If a customer speaks to you through an interpreter, you should still look at the customer as you talk, but do not be put off if the customer looks at the interpreter and not at you. Finally, if you do not understand, say so. During a journey, avoid stopping suddenly, as this can give customers who are hard of hearing a shock. Switch your internal lights on and off to attract their attention. Point out destinations and point to the taxi meter to show the fare. How to assist customers who have difficulty speaking or communicating. When talking to customers who have difficulty speaking or communicating, give them your undivided attention and speak clearly. Be patient. Wait for them to finish what they are saying and tell them if you do not understand. Expect that people who cannot communicate verbally may still be able to communicate in some other way. For example, they may be carrying a communication aid. Look for the instructions which may accompany it and take the time to read them. Ask them how they say yes and no and how they point to objects. Ask them yes and no questions, one at a time, and wait for them to reply. How to assist customers with reduced mobility. People with reduced mobility may find it difficult to walk or stand for long periods. They may also have difficulty using steps, bending, stretching, or carrying heavy objects. Their reduced mobility may be caused by a hidden disability, for example, a heart condition, breathing difficulties, or painful joints due to arthritis or some other medical condition. Offer customer support by offering your arm for them to hold onto as they enter and leave your vehicle, but never grab them. Your patience is the most important factor in assisting customers with reduced mobility. Drive with consideration and take extra care to slow down at speed bumps and potholes. The impact from jolts may cause some customers pain. If a customer has poor hand coordination, it may take them longer to pay you the fare. The authority strongly encourages vehicle license holders and operators of wheelchair accessible vehicles to complete a recognised disability awareness training course. Such training is currently obligatory in some circumstances, such as obtaining a wheelchair accessible vehicle grant when such grants are available, and may become a general requirement in the future. How to assist customers travelling in their wheelchairs. Do not presume that a customer with a wheelchair needs assistance, but do ask them if they need help. If you are talking to a customer at the beginning or end of a journey, sit, kneel, or bend down at their level. When a customer with a wheelchair is entering your wheelchair accessible vehicle, you must always use the ramp and position it correctly. Ask motorized wheelchair users if they want to drive up the ramp themselves. Assist customers with manual wheelchairs in going up the ramp. Position the wheelchair facing either forwards or rearwards inside the vehicle and never sideways. Connect the restraints to the wheelchair and the passenger correctly and comfortably, and ask the customer to apply the wheelchair brakes. When a customer is leaving your wheelchair accessible vehicle, make sure that you position the ramp correctly and that the wheelchair is correctly positioned on the ramp. Wheelchair accessible license holders. To encourage the wider provision of an accessible service, the license and renewal fees for wheelchair accessible taxis and wheelchair accessible hackneys are significantly lower than those for other categories of SPS fees. The authority does, however, require holders of wheelchair accessible vehicle licenses to provide people with disabilities with the services they need. It is a condition of wheelchair accessible vehicle licenses that the details of such licenses are held on the authority's register of wheelchair accessible licenses and made available to intending passengers who contact the authority's SPSV information line 0761 064-333. For the purposes of this register, the authority requires all wheelchair-accessible license holders to provide the authority with contact details for booking their services, either those of the license holder or those of the license holder's dispatch operator, and details of their area of operation and times of service provision. Record the following details for all bookings: date and time of booking, name and contact details of the person who made the booking, the destination, and the time of arrival at the destination. Holders of wheelchair-accessible vehicle licenses must give priority to bookings for people with disabilities. The authority will investigate complaints from people with disabilities who fail to obtain service from a wheelchair-accessible license holder. Further information. Information on disability awareness training courses is available from the Irish Wheelchair Association, www.iwa.ie. Irish Sign Language courses are available at the Irish Sign Language Academy, ISL. See www.deaf.ie/. The National Council for the Blind in Ireland, NCBI, www.ncbi.ie, offers disability awareness training under the Services for Organisations link. See the National Disability Authorities Towards Best Practice in Provision of Transport Services for People with Disabilities in Ireland, available from www.nda.ie. Diversity and Equality. Equality legislation and the SPSV operator. As an SPSV operator, you have the right to equal and respectful treatment, and you have the responsibility to treat all your customers equally and with respect. Treating your customers with the highest respect will make journeys more comfortable for customers and for you. Demonstrating a professional standard of behaviour as an SPSV operator will also give your business a good name and help to generate more business. The Equal Status Act 2000-2011, which apply to all providers of goods and services, promote equality and positive measures to encourage equality. They prohibit certain kinds of discrimination across 9 grounds: gender, age, religion, marital status, disability, race, family status, sexual orientation, membership of the traveller community. This legislation prohibits bullying, harassment, including sexual harassment, and victimisation. It also requires you to do all that is reasonable to accommodate the needs of a person with a disability. This involves providing special treatment or facilities in circumstances where, without these, it would be impossible or unduly difficult for a customer to avail of the service. For further information in relation to your duties in this area, please visit the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission website at www.ihrec.ie. Your right to equal and fair treatment. You have the right to refuse to carry or request to leave any customer who, in your judgment, is behaving in a disorderly or offensive manner. It is also a customer's responsibility to behave in a civil and orderly manner and to comply with any reasonable request you make to leave your vehicle. It follows that if someone subjects you to discrimination or harassment based on any of the 9 grounds listed above, you have the right to ask them to leave your vehicle or to refuse to take the hire in the first instance. You can also report racist incidents to your local Gardaí. Your customer's right to equal and fair treatment. You must treat all your customers with respect. Any behaviour that could be interpreted as intimidatory, racially prejudiced, or harassing risks breaching this principle. Remember that matters of taste are subjective. A remark that you believe to be harmless might be seen by others as offensive. People from different cultural backgrounds or different age groups, for example, might not share your sense of humor. Bear in mind the needs of customers with special needs, including older people and those with disabilities, as they may be less able to assert their rights themselves. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has a number of recommendations that you should keep in mind when you are providing an SPSV service. Recommendations from Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Be sensitive as to what you display in your vehicle. Pictures, signs and slogans that are racist or capable of inciting hatred are illegal, and those that you find amusing may not be amusing to others, or may be completely inappropriate. Treat all passengers respectfully and professionally. Do not make remarks or jokes about a customer's or anyone else's appearance, behavior, preferences, views, race or disability. Do not ask your passengers personal questions and do not feel obliged to answer any. They have a right to privacy, and so do you. Do not behave or speak aggressively. Avoid any form of behavior that could be interpreted as sexual harassment, such as offensive jokes, asking about a customer's private life, or touching a person unnecessarily. Operating an SPSV in a diverse Ireland. In the course of your work as an SPSV operator, you will meet people who now live and work in Ireland and who come from a wide variety of cultural and ethnic backgrounds. Similarly, you might be one of the first people that a newly arrived visitor from another country meets, or you yourself might have recently come from another country. In every case, best practice includes giving excellent service to customers from all backgrounds, cultures and countries. Operating an SPSV in a diverse Ireland. Communicating with your customers. Customers whose first language is not English may get frustrated if they cannot express what they want to say or tell you clearly where they want to go. Be patient. It will help customers with little knowledge of English to understand if you speak slowly and clearly, using simple, short sentences, pausing after each sentence. Do not shout or speak in an exaggerated tone, as this will not make it any easier for customers to understand you. Watch your language. It is best to avoid using very colloquial language. Expressions such as, "How's the crack?" or "We could cut through the park" may not be easily understood by someone from outside Ireland and may cause confusion. Time to listen. If your customer is not very proficient in English, listen to them carefully and avoid interrupting them unless you need to clarify something. Summarize what they have said to show you understand. Do not pretend to understand if you do not. It is much better to say that you do not understand and ask them to repeat what they said. Your main priority is to get your customer to the correct destination. Make a note. If you are not sure you have understood the destination the customer wants to go to, write it down or use diagrams or maps to confirm the destination. It might also be helpful to keep a few illustrated tourist maps in the vehicle. Further information. For further information about equality legislation, see the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission's website at www.ihrec.ie. The authority is working with the Immigrant Council of Ireland to help eradicate racism. The Immigrant Council of Ireland provides a range of supports to people who have experienced or witnessed racism. See www.immigrantcouncil.ie. Dealing with complaints. Most customers are happy with the journeys they take in taxis, hackneys and limousines. On the rare occasions when they are not happy with the standard of an SPSV service or vehicle, or if they feel they were overcharged or unreasonably refused service, they can make a complaint. The authority handles complaints that relate to the condition, roadworthiness and cleanliness of a vehicle, the conduct, behavior and identification of a driver, overcharging, or other matters relating to fares, including the failure to issue a receipt, matters relating to the hiring and booking of an SPSV, and identification and the general appearance of an SPSV, including logos, stickers, and advertisements on the vehicle. Other complaints are handled by the appropriate agencies. For example, An Garda Síochána handles breaches of general road legislation and criminal matters, and the Office of Tobacco Control handles breaches of the ban on smoking in workplaces. Customers can check driver and vehicle license details using the Driver Check app, which is available for free to download from the iTunes and Android app stores. Customers who wish to complain can do so online at www.transportforireland.ie/taxi/taxi-complaints-complaints. If a service was booked through a dispatch operator, the customer should make the complaint in the first instance to the dispatch operator. It is essential that a person complaining identifies a driver or vehicle by a reference to the name, SPSV driver license number, vehicle license number, or vehicle registration number. The authority will investigate the complaint and, in almost all cases, will contact the driver. Based on the evidence, the authority will decide whether to take no further action, provide advice to the driver, issue a reprimand, caution or formal warning, or proceed to prosecution. You should keep a detailed record of any incident that may result in a formal complaint. You will then be able to refer to this record later if you are questioned about an incident. If the authority receives three or more complaints relating to a driver's knowledge of the area in which he or she is operating, the authority may require the driver to sit and pass the relevant area knowledge test prior to renewing the license. Further information. The authority's consumer website, www.transportforireland.ie, has information on how to make a complaint regarding SPSV services. Dealing with difficult customers. While most of your customers will be polite and friendly, at some stage, you will probably have to deal with difficult customers. Some customers may be impatient, rude, demanding, or simply indecisive. Remember that you can only control your own behavior, although your own behavior could influence someone else's. Here are a few tips. Interact. Greet your customers at the start of a journey and be friendly towards them. It is more difficult for them to be unpleasant to you if you are friendly towards them. Stay calm and controlled. Avoid disagreeing with or raising your voice to customers. If you stay calm and speak clearly, you may also encourage your customer to remain calm. Listen. Let unhappy customers speak and listen carefully. Show them you are listening and let them see that you understand the source of their anger or impatience. Try to resolve any issue in an amicable manner. Refer the matter. If all else fails, tell unsatisfied customers they are entitled to make a complaint to the National Transport Authority and give them the number of the SPSV information line. 0761-064-000. Give them your driver and vehicle license number. If customers ask you to carry more passengers than the maximum number permitted in your vehicle, as shown on the vehicle's tamper-proof license discs, explain that it is against the law for you to do so. Suggest that they take two SPSVs. If they repeat the request, refuse to take the passengers and safely drive away. Similarly, drive away or ask customers to leave your vehicle if they insist on asking you to break other regulations, for example, to exceed speed limits or to park illegally.